This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com. We're barefootin'.
Went to a party the other night. Dr. Bobby Shabra joins me live in studio. He is with the University of Virginia. He is the Vice Chair of Orthopedic Surgery and Director of the University of Virginia Health System's new Hand Center. Bobby, how you doing? It's good to see you.
Thank you, Coy, for having me.
So this is a big deal because UVA's never done this. I mean, tell us what this Hand Center is. You could always get your hands and wrists and arms worked on at UVA, but now everything is in one place under one roof, right?
Right. It's the first clinic of its kind in our region. It's a specialty clinic that's focused on patients who have problems with their hand, wrist, elbow, and most shoulder problems as well. It's a clinic that was designed for the patient, for their convenience, and all services are under one roof, including MRI, CT, X-ray, therapy, casting. So it's really nice for the patients. They don't have to spend a lot of time traveling, and they can get all the services except for major surgery in one place.
We're talking with Dr. Bobby Shabra. So up until now, you've had to go in one office, and then they send you to another floor to another office, and then over here to do this. And like you said, a lot of traveling for the patient, a lot of back and forth, and now it's all in one place.
It's consolidated, and you don't have to go to other buildings for X-rays or imaging studies, and it's really nice and very convenient care.
So what's the number one thing you would see at this hand center? I mean, when people come in, like you say, it's not just hand. It's the wrist, the arm, the elbow, the shoulder. What do you usually see?
We treat everything from trauma, fractures, and tendon lacerations, nerve injuries, sports-related injuries, injuries at work, overuse injuries. We treat children that are born with problems in their hand. We help take care of UVA and JMU athletics, so we do a lot of sports-related injuries to the hand, wrist, and elbow. But as you can imagine, most of the common things we see are fractures of the hand and wrist, particularly with the recent snowstorms and ice we've had in this area. And one of the most common problems we treat is carpal tunnel syndrome.
Yeah, well, we definitely want to talk about that. And you have a new website, My Carpal Tunnel, that's C-A-R-P-A-L, mycarpaltunnel.org, which is what? What do people find when they get there?
They'll find information on carpal tunnel syndrome. It's a very common condition that most people have heard about that causes pain, numbness, and tingling, and even weakness in the hand.
Now, is there a new machine or something that is making all of this possible, or something you're using in this center that...
Well, carpal tunnel syndrome is one of the most common problems that people come to a hand surgeon for, and when it's a compression of one of the nerves at the wrist, and with time, it can become very problematic and can be painful, wake people up at night, and results in weakness in their grip strength. So once you have this problem, if you don't respond to non-surgical treatment, then there's surgical treatment options that are available. And we've recently introduced endoscopic carpal tunnel release here in this region, which is just a newer type of way of treating this problem with a minimally invasive surgery.
I will tell you, a few years ago I had this. And it was so painful. I mean, you never realize how painful it is until you actually have it and you've been diagnosed that, yeah, you've really screwed up your hand. Really painful. And then I had, over at UVA, a woman came in, very, very nice woman, and she came in and sort of did a whole 101 about how I'm sitting at my desk and using my computer and my phone. And she did this big study, and she recommended these changes, and it went away. I mean, it was amazing. I was literally sitting wrong in front of my computer, and it was really making it very painful, and I made those changes, and it totally cleared up.
It's a very common problem, and most of the time you don't need surgery for it. And simple things where you take pressure off the wrist while you're working or while you're sleeping can cure the problem or prevent you having the recurrent symptoms that can be very troublesome.
We're talking with Dr. Bobby Shabra of the University of Virginia, Vice Chair of the Department of Orthopedic Surgery, and the medical director of the University of Virginia's new hand center. You can learn more online at mycarpaltunnel.org. So tell me, you're in med school. When do you realize, oh yeah, this is what I'm going to do? Because there's so many options when you're in medical school, so many different ways you can go. What was it about this particular type of medicine that interested you? Was it working with athletes? Was that part of it?
That was part of it. Before I did my training in hand surgery, I first finished orthopedic surgery training. So I enjoyed bones and joints and muscles and tendons. And then I sort of focused on hand surgery because I found it most fascinating, and the anatomy and the complexity of the hand and how important it is on for everything we do in our life. And injuries to the hand really can be challenging to deal with. So we have a specialty in hand and upper extremity surgery, which includes the wrist and elbow. And that's why I focused my training on that. It was the most interesting to me.
Yeah. Now, I asked you this before we went on the air, but I want to ask you now. I hurt my elbow in the gym about a year ago and doing some curls. And I think the weight was too heavy, and I felt this pop. It was like somebody hit my elbow with a hammer. And I've had two docs tell me that it's probably tennis elbow, although I haven't picked up a tennis racket in like 30 years. But they said it's tennis elbow. What actually is tennis elbow? Because this is another thing that's also fairly common, because you could get that from playing tennis, working out in the gym, shoveling snow. I mean, a lot of different things can bring this about.
Tennis elbow is a overuse injury to one of the tendons around your elbow, and it can cause quite a bit of pain, as you mentioned, but you really can get it from almost any type of recurrent activities where you reach out with your elbow and extend your wrist. And when you get pain and inflammation along that tendon, it can become very irritable and quite painful and limit your activities, as you mentioned, and it can last a long time if you don't get the appropriate treatment.
Yeah, and it's literally woken me up at night. And it makes it so that you can't even touch your elbow. It really is painful.
It can be very tender and painful, and people tend to keep doing the things that aggravate it, and it tends to be a very drawn-out process until you get appropriate treatment, which can be non-surgical, such as therapy or injections, or sometimes when those fail, then surgery is recommended.
Yeah, now that's an important point, because folks should know if they have a concern that there are a lot of solutions that have nothing to do with cutting you open. There's so much you can do with this part of the body that isn't related to surgery at all.
Absolutely. The Hand Center actually focuses on surgical and non-surgical treatment. And a vast majority of what we do is non-surgical options or preventative treatment so that you don't have problems with carpal tunnel, or you can recover from tennis elbow and not have a recurrence of it. We have therapists there that can help you prevent recurrences of these problems. So we do focus a lot on preventative medicine as well as non-operative treatment.
Dr. Bobby Chhabra, he's with the University of Virginia's new Hand Center, the medical director over there. And if you're having an issue with your with carpal tunnel, or even you think you might, check out the website MyCarpalTunnel, and that is .org. Not .com, but .org, mycarpaltunnel.org. A fascinating website. You can learn a whole lot there and take advantage of the new Hand Center over at the University of Virginia. Bobby, thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Coy.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit sevillepodcast.com for more.